good morning. It is a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
There's a hot fight brewing at the state legislature, and it has to do with the issue of bail reform. Changes have taken place since January 1st, and now we're wrangling whether to amend some of those changes.
That's right. The new law is not even 2 weeks old, and there's a push among moderate Democrats and, of course, Republicans, but the legislature is completely controlled by Democrats right now. So the interesting thing is the split between Democrats, which is some moderate Democrats are saying we need to go back and address and rein in this bail law that we just passed. The bail law change made most misdemeanors no longer subject to bail. If you're accused of low-level crimes, you can't be held on bail. The main reason for this was liberal and most Democrats agreed that there were too many instances where someone was being held indefinitely because they couldn't post bail. They were under much more pressure to plea bargain than someone who had the resources to post bail and await trial. There's been blowback already, and as we saw at the end of last week, one Long Island Senator, Monica Martinez, introduced a bill that basically would restore a judge's discretion to hold someone if the judge thought that that person posed any kind of danger to the community. Another Long Island Senator, Jim Gorin, is proposing a bill on Monday, said it's going in on Monday, that would add a number of crimes to the list of those for which a judge can impose bail, manslaughter, certain types of burglary and robbery. And what this is setting up is a real tension point between your moderate Democrats and your more progressive Democrats.
And to be clear, the leadership, the governor and at least the majority leader in the Senate, Andrew Stewart Cousins, have been supportive of the changes but haven't said much more.
Yeah, it's kind of a sliding scale. Governor Cuomo has said we have to do some changes. He hasn't said what. Andrea Stewart Cousins, the leader of the Senate, has said we will look at changes. And Carl Hastie, the leader of the Assembly, has been the most vocal about saying the law is just, well, the other day saying 9 days old. Now we're a little bit more than that, but 9 days old. And it's way too early. There's no data. There's a lot of stories and anecdotes that people are pushing, but there's no data that suggests that we need to make any change.
Yancey Roy, joining us on a Monday, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Thanks, Yancey. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.